Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm trying to reach Marlise Lamb. Is this Marlise?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm a legal intake specialist for the toxic baby formula lawsuit. So I would like to ask if you or someone you know is a parent of a premature baby that had complications at birth.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a parent of a premature baby, or you are a premature baby yourself?
No, parent.
Parent, okay. And how old is your baby today?
She's 14.
14, okay. And then, so going back 14 years ago when she was born, assuming, how long was she in the hospital for between the time she was born and the time she was allowed to come home?
Wait, hold on, because I'm leaving the room. I was in the room with a bunch of people.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So how long was your daughter for in the hospital for when she was born?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. During that time frame, in that two-week period, I'm assuming she was fed like some sort of formula or fortifier because she was premature. Did she have complications, like medical complications?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know what those complications may have been?
It was necrotizing.
Well, and that's actually the whole point of this lawsuit. There's strong scientific evidence that links necrotizing enterocolitis. I know you struggled saying the word. I did in the beginning, but I say it so often. There's strong scientific evidence that links necrotizing enterocolitis to formulas and fortifiers made from cow's milk. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to get an attorney to help you file a claim?
Yes.
Okay. And then before I go any further, I do know that your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. That's unfortunate. But I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Thank you, Melissa. How's your daughter doing today? Oftentimes, the people that I spoke to, their babies have been diagnosed with NEC, and some have had intestinal surgery where they had to remove a portion of the intestines, and now they have some lifelong complications. So the question is, do you know if your daughter has experienced long-term complications after even her diagnosis?
Yes, like nerve damage.
I'm sorry to hear that. Neurological damage. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. And then do you happen to have any medical records available in person with yourself or through the hospital that can confirm the diagnosis?
I don't have no medical records on hand right now, but the hospital has them.
Good. Okay, great. Thank you, Marlise. Okay. Marlise, could you provide me the approximate date of your daughter's diagnosis? When she was diagnosed with NEC?
The diagnosis was October 9th.
October 9th? And what year would that have?
October 9th,
2010.
2010. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, so if I heard correctly, your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on October 9th, 2010?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then do you know if that diagnosis was made before she was provided formula?
No, it was after.
Okay. And then the next question asks, like, relative to her first exposure to the formula and then her diagnosis of NEC, was that made within 7 days of her first exposure or was it over 7 days? In other words, did she develop NEC within 7 days of her first exposure to formula or did she develop NEC more than 7 days?
It was within the 7 days.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and then for your daughter, what was the name of the hospital that she was born at?
Centre DuPage.
Centre DuPage?
Yes, affiliated with Northwestern.
Northwestern. Is that in DuPage, Illinois? Or is that in Winfield?
No, it's in Winfield.
Okay, that's the hospital
It's in DuPage County, but it's in Winfield.
Winfield. Okay. It's actually on 25 Winfield Road, that hospital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay. You're right. It's Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. What a long name.
Yes.
Okay, that's where she was born. Was that also where the diagnosis was made, or did they transfer her to a different facility and then diagnose her at a different hospital?
No, it was that hospital.
At that hospital, okay. So where she was born and where she was diagnosed is the same location. Okay, thanks, Marlies. All right, then do you recall the name of the formula that was provided to your daughter at the hospital?
The name of the formula, we were using Enfamil.
Infamil. Okay, thank you. Now, because your daughter is a minor, she is the injured party, meaning the basis of this lawsuit is that she was exposed to a unknowingly exposed to a cow's milk formula fortifier and then develop NEC. And the basis is that the makers of Infamil knew about this science. They knew about this risk, but they failed to warn you as a parent or the public. And that's the basis of this lawsuit. But because your daughter's a minor, you're actually filing the claim for your daughter because you are, I'm assuming, the biological mother or the legal guardian. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you're a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you share with me the gestational age of your premature daughter? How many weeks was she born?
Oh, 7 months.
7 months. Do you remember what it was in weeks by any chance?
28 weeks.
20, yep, that's right. Premature, very premature. Okay. All right. And
Yeah.
then was the diagnosis made at the hospital before she was discharged or your daughter was born, discharged, and then had to come back and then later received the diagnosis? How did that diagnosis occur? Was it before she was she born, diagnosed with NEC, and then eventually discharged, or was she born, discharged, and then later diagnosed with NEC?
We were discharged, and
Discharged.
then, yeah, and I ended up having to come back.
Okay, because of complications. Okay, got it. Okay. And then what is your daughter's date of birth, please?
9/23/10.
9/23/2010. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Oh, I see. Okay. 9/23. Okay. And then what is let me take a look at this. I'm really bad at math. So 2025 minus, oh cool. She's 15 right now, correct?
She's 14. She's
Oh,
gonna be
14
15.
in September. That's right. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Jeez, John. It's Friday. I'm already thinking about
Yeah, don't
Saturday.
make her older than what
Right.
she
Mom's like, no. Let me still have her while she's young. Okay, I got it. She's 14 going on 15. Okay, thank you. Okay. And then next question is, do you happen to have a copy of her birth certificate if the law firm requests it?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And then this question pertains to referrals. Do you know any other parent of a premature baby, similar circumstances yourself, exposed to a formula and then develop necrotizing enterocolitis? Any other family you know?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And that's a good thing. Unfortunately, you and your family experienced this that was unpleasant. All right, now I'm going to be asking questions about your daughter. Can you please confirm her gender? Thank you. And her marital status?
Single.
I know it seems like a silly question. Okay. All right. And then the legal spelling of her first name, is it oh, could you please spell out her the legal spelling of her first name?
Her first name is Zoe.
Okay, Zoe.
Yes.
And middle initial?
B
Okay,
as
B
in
as in,
boy.
okay, thank you. And the last name, shared is same as yours?
No, it's little. Littlee.
Got it. Okay, so let me just confirm I have your daughter's information correct. It's Zoe. That's the first name. Middle initial B as in boy. And the last name Little, Littlee.
Yes.
Okay, I take it she doesn't have like a suffix like junior, senior, first, second, or third.
No.
Okay, and the law firm does need her social to request medical records to confirm the diagnosis, confirm any treatment plan. Could you provide me her social, please?
I can't hold. Let me get her Social Security card.
Okay, thank you.
There
In the meantime, I'll ask you this while you're searching for the social. Any forms you sign, like towards the end of our call, I'm assuming you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So I'll have you sign a legal agreement between you and the law firm. And that basically spells out that they're going to help you get compensated for damages. And they work on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay anything for representation. And you don't pay anything unless they're successful in getting you compensated. If they are not successful, if for some reason any compensation is rejected, you wouldn't owe anything to the firm. And if they
Okay.
are successful, you get 60% of what the firm recovers, and then the firm keeps 40%, which is standard. That's the contingency fee or retainer agreement.
Okay.
Any copies of those agreements will be sent to your email. You'll be signing through your smartphone, but copies will be sent to this email. It's basically your first name and then your last name at yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Great. Were you able to get your daughter's social? Zoe social?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 332-115541.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's 332-115541.
Yeah.
Okay, when you sign the forms, you'll see you're signing a request for medical records or authorization to release. You'll see your daughter's name, date of birth, and her social. That's the firm will submit to the doctor or hospital to request records, as I mentioned to you. This phone number I'm speaking to you on, 630-536-4269, I'm assuming it's a cell phone belonging to you?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then can I get your address, please, Marlies?
It's 2463.
Okay.
Golf, G-O-L-F, Ridge.
Okay.
Circle is three words.
Golf Ridge is three words? Or Golf Ridge Circle is three words?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, I found it. 1 second. Is that in Naperville, Illinois?
Yes. Yeah.
60563?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, is that a apartment or a house?
It's a townhouse.
Is there a unit number?
No.
Okay, it's just 2463 is to your townhouse. Okay, great. Okay, now your daughter's, your name is listed on the birth certificate as mother, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then just to confirm, it's M-A-R-L-I-S-S, and Lam is the mom. And is her father's name listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, and his name, please.
Demetrius, D E.
Sorry.
D-E-M-E. T-R-I-O-U-S.
I-O-U-S, okay. And then that's where Zoe got her last name, which would be?
Little,
okay, L-I-T-T-L-E, thank you. And let me just confirm, I already confirmed the spelling of your name, M-A-R-L-I-S-S, and then Lam, L-A-M. Father is D-E-M-E-T-R-I-O-U-S.
Yeah.
And last name Little, okay, perfect, thank you. All right, now, now I'm going to be asking questions that kind of pertain to your daughter's birth. Do you recall any issues that you may have experienced during pregnancy, like hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
None of those. Okay, good. And then your daughter was born premature, 28 weeks, that's premature. And she was born in the state of Illinois. Are both of these questions correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the next question is, when your daughter received the diagnosis, the confirmation that she had developed necrotizing enterocolitis, was she in the NICU at that time?
Yeah.
The NICU is that neonatal intensive care unit for babies. Do you recall?
I'm
trying to remember. I know, it's 14 years ago.
Yes, she was. She was.
Okay. Can you, like, imagine, like, she was in that room getting special treatment? Okay, now the next question would be, and the law firm is okay with this, okay? Okay with using approximate dates. So don't feel, knowing that you're, I'm not a lawyer, by the way. I'm a legal intake specialist. I do these interviews. Don't feel like you're being pinned down. But the law firm does ask for, like, approximate dates your daughter was in the NICU. Do you recall when she was admitted into the NICU?
Because I'm just trying to remember. Like I'm.
No problem.
Day.
So we can think she was born September 23rd, 2010,
right.
To the best of our knowledge, and then she developed a neck on October 9th. Do you think she was, and I know she was discharged sometime in between the day she was born, the time she was allowed to come home. Do you know how?
We were discharged. We weren't discharged until like out of the hospital until like November.
November. Okay.
Yeah.
Beginning of November or towards the middle, or do you think it was towards the end, like towards like Thanksgiving time frame?
Yeah, I remember it was around Thanksgiving because I remember, you know, me bringing her home, everybody coming over wanting to see her.
Yes, yes. Okay, good. That helps to have that holiday period. Okay, so I'll say like November 15th is when she was discharged. That kind of, I know Thanksgiving is really around the 25th or 20th, but that's
Yeah,
kind of
so
like,
it
what's that?
was when we discharged, it was like maybe like a day or two before Thanksgiving, because
Oh,
I
then.
remember it being that close because I wasn't able to help my mom cook.
Okay, got it. Okay, here, understandable. Thanksgiving, 2010. 2010. Good old Google. It's amazing. So that was Thursday, November 25th. I'm going to say she was discharged like November 23rd, 2 days before. And again, we can use approximate dates. Would that be okay?
I just remember it being around Thanksgiving, like a day or two before Thanksgiving. I don't remember exactly the date of Thanksgiving in 2010, but I remember it being like, if it wasn't that day before Thanksgiving, it was 2 days before Thanksgiving, but it
That's what
was
I
within
put.
a couple of days.
Marlies, so what I've done is I did a Google search and confirmed that the Thanksgiving in the year 2010 was Thursday, November 25th. And so I put the approximate discharge date from the NICU was 2 days before November 23rd, 2010.
Okay.
That should be, that's more than, that's, that'll be fine for the firm, the law firm. Okay, now we got to figure out the approximate date that she was admitted into the NICU. Do you recall when relative to her diagnosis date, was she in the hospital for at least a day before, or was it that same day that she was admitted and diagnosed? Or do you think it was like even, and again, approximate dates are okay.
So wait, what are, I mean, like, what are you asking? When she,
Was admitted into the NICU.
the NICU,
Do you think it was the day that she was diagnosed or a day, a couple days before?
I think it was before she was diagnosed, because she was like, she had like runny poop and it was green and she was out
Oh.
of breath. So it was before. It
Okay.
was, you know, before.
Do you think she was in there in the hospital for a day or two before they came to the conclusion she had neck?
I want to say it took them a couple of days, maybe a
Okay.
day.
What I'll do is I'll put, since we're assuming, we believe that the date of her diagnosis was October 9th, I'll put like October 7th, like 2 days before is when she was, approximate date she was admitted into the NICU. I think that should be fair. Should be fine.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. And then what was your daughter's weight at birth? Do you remember the pounds and ounces?
Yep, 4
Okay.
pounds, 4 ounces.
Oh, small. 4 pounds, 4 ounces. Okay. Got that. That's something, 1,927 grams. All right, now another challenging question. This question asks, the law firm is asking, how long was your daughter on formula approximately at the hospital? When do you think that she started formula or fortifier? Would that have been the day that she was born?
Yeah.
Okay, September 23rd, 2010. That's an easy one. And then when do you think they took her off formula?
We stopped the formula.
The same day of her diagnosis, or maybe a day before.
Trying to think,
Sure.
when did they stop their formula? Because I know, like, as soon as, like, when she was, you know, getting sick, we stopped it. So I'm gonna say maybe like right when she started, like, you know, getting sick is
Okay.
when we.
How long? So there's two. There was a question earlier, which was how long between the time she was first exposed to formula and when she developed neck. And we said it, at the time we said it was less than 7 days. And I was actually looking at a calendar. September. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it hasn't been like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be more. Okay, got it. So I'm going to we revisit that question. I'm going to change our response to over 7 days between the time she was
Yeah.
first exposed to formula when she
It
developed
was like,
NACT.
yeah, it was like 2 weeks. It was like 2 weeks. Because it wasn't like right away. It was like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Because the 23rd of September is a Thursday, and then the following Thursday would have been the last day in September. So September 30th is the last day. And then she got diagnosed on October 9th. Yeah. And then so that would be like a couple weeks, you're right. Like literally it was a Saturday you probably got the diagnosis. Saturday in October. Okay. All right. So going back to the question of when they may have taken her off formula, do you think it probably would have been on the day of her diagnosis or maybe a few days earlier? If you were to
What
choose
was she?
between those, when she stopped getting formula.
When she stopped getting the formula, I'm gonna say it had to been like right when she, maybe a day or so after she started like getting sick.
Okay. Well, if she was admitted into the NICU, we're saying she's admitted into the NICU 2 days before the formal diagnosis. That makes sense, right? You bring her back to the hospital. They're like, okay, something's wrong. We're going to put her in the intensive care unit, and then we're going to run tests, and then they figured out the tests come back. So I'm assuming probably it's safe to say they probably took her off the formula maybe a day or two before her diagnosis, or
Yeah,
even the same
like
day.
because I remember it was like when she was getting sick, when she was getting sick. So probably like when she started, like throwing up and having the poopy, like being in shortness of breath. So yeah.
Okay. So just to confirm, when do you think that happened, that when she started getting sick?
I'm gonna say maybe the 7th, October 7th.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. All right. So that's the next question is what was the time between usage and injury? So September 23rd, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. It's roughly 16 days. I counted on a calendar. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Between September 23rd and October 9th. Okay. Do you know if your daughter was fed breast milk prior to formula? Okay. And then was she fed formula or fortifier while at the hospital? While in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you started to answer this question or provide me feedback. What symptoms did your daughter experience after drinking the formula or fortifier at the hospital? So there's some options here. I'll read them to you. Did she have a low body temperature?
Low body temperature.
And if you're uncertain, you can say it's I'm not sure, and it's okay.
I'm not sure.
What about green vomit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if she had sleep apnea? Like that's where you have trouble sleeping, your breathing starts and stops while you're sleeping.
I don't know if it was sleep apnea, but I do know she was having breathing issues. Like
Okay. We'll check
she
that,
was.
Marco. We'll check that off. Okay. And then what about hypotension, which is a slower than normal blood pressure, rate of blood pressure?
I don't remember.
Okay, what about bradycardia, which is a slower than normal heart rate?
I don't know that either.
Did she have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
She did seem like she had stomach pain.
Okay,
Like,
stomach.
yeah.
Do you know if she had a swollen or red or tender belly?
It seemed like it was tight. So I guess you would say swollen, but
Okay.
it was like a tight feeling.
Was it okay? And then what about trouble feeding? Did she have trouble feeding?
Yeah, she didn't want to eat.
Okay. Understandable. I'm sorry to hear that. And then any constipation?
So she did have, bloody poop. I don't know if she was constipated, but it seemed like it was like uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I thought it might have been constipation because it was bloody, like it
Okay.
was a bloody stool. Usually when people have bloody stool, it's constipation.
You're
So
You're right. As a matter of fact, that's what I've notated. So to recap, summarize the response to these questions, what symptoms did your daughter experience after drinking cow's milk-based formula fortifier? We said yes to green vomit, yes to breathing problems or sleep apnea, yes to swollen belly, and then we also said trouble feeding and bloody stools, which is
Yeah.
typical symptoms of necrotizing enterocolitis. All right, we already answered this question, which you do know there is medical records available and they can be provided to the firm, either fax by mail or electronically. The next series of questions are going to ask, like, what treatments or medical procedures your daughter had to undergo now that she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. Do you know if the medical staff provided her antibiotics?
She did take antibiotics.
Okay. And then do you know if she had to go through any surgery?
She did have surgery.
Do you know what kind of surgery, what they did to the surgery? Did they remove a portion of her intestines?
Yeah, laparotomy. I remember.
Yep, that's
Yeah.
right, a laparotomy. That's they open up the abdomen. Okay. Did they have to remove portion of the intestines? I'm sorry, I asked that question, but I didn't hear your response.
Yeah, part of it.
They did. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so did they have to do a blood transfusion while she was under surgery?
I don't remember that.
Did they? I'm assuming they probably had to use an assisted ventilation or artificial breathing machine.
So I remember her being on oxygen.
Okay, so ventilation, okay. And then since she did have surgery, I'm going to check off that she had a Penrose drain. That's a soft rubber plug that's inserted at a surgical site to drain fluids that's associated with the surgery. So a Penrose drain. We already confirmed she did have a laparotomy. That's the stomach's abdomen surgery. Barotomy. And then do you know if they had to attach an ostomy bag? That's that, they kind of. It kind of replaces what the intestines would do to give the intestines time to heal. Do you know if they had to like created an ostomy bag for her, for your daughter?
I don't remember that.
Okay, that's right. And I'm gonna assume they probably used a PICC line. That is like a catheter that's used to like administer fluids. It could be the antibiotics that while she's in surgery or post-surgery, they probably use the PICC line to do that. Administer either antibiotics, it could be like nutrients, like feeding her through this PICC line. I'm gonna
So she,
assume.
I remember because they did give her nutrients. They did give her, vitamin therapy.
Okay,
Yeah.
yes. Okay, so that would be, that's probably those therapies and treatments would have been administered using a PICC line. All right, so to summarize the response to these questions, it is what treatments did your daughter experience? Antibiotics. We checkmarked assisted ventilation, a Penrose drain, a laparotomy, and a PICC line. All right, okay, let me just look at the notes. Okay, that's good. All right, now, do you happen to recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your daughter's medical condition, necrotizing enterocolitis?
Dr. William Harenburg.
Oh, what a good memory.
Yes,
Dr.
he was
William,
awesome.
was he? Yeah, I'm glad you had a lot of faith in him. That's good. How
Yeah.
do you recall how you spell his last name?
HARENBURG.
Found him. Okay, he's in Wheaton, Illinois. And he was at he oh yes, he's affiliated with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. William C. Herrenbing Jr., as a matter of fact. Does that sound right to you? Pediatrics?
Yeah, he's pediatric. I don't know if he's a junior.
Okay.
I don't remember, but Dr.
It's
Williams.
in the medical records it comes as junior, but if you just go to the website it just shows William Herrenberg. Okay. One second. MD, pediatrics. And all this happened at Central DuPage, Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. Did Dr. Herrenberg also, was he responsible for your daughter's treatment? Did he oversee your daughter's treatment? Or did you have a
Yes.
different doctor for that?
No, it was him.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you. All right. Makes it easy. Okay, 25 Winfield Road. I just got to copy and paste the address. Okay. And then the phone number I got from the internet. This is the phone number to the hospital. This is for the law firm to request medical records. Yes. And then, yes, we do know that you already answered this question. She did have, your daughter did have intestinal related surgery. Okay. All right. Now, we're getting close to wrapping up, Marlies. So I thank you so much for being patient with all these questions. The law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you and they can't reach you for an extended period of time. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you can't be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I can list my mom, but she
Okay.
don't live.
Okay, mother. And her name, please.
Carla Hubbard.
Can you spell her first name?
Carla.
Carla, okay. And then same last, I'm sorry, her last name?
It's Hubbard, Hubbard.
Got it. Okay, Carla, Carla. Hubbard, Hubbard. Okay, thank you. And her phone number?
708-69-4885.
I apologize. I heard 708, and then I heard the last four, 4885.
Oh, it's 708-699-4885.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let me just confirm that I have it correct. 708-699-4885. Great. Thank you so much, Marlies. Would you happen to know your mom's address by any chance?
It's 538
Okay.
Marshall Avenue.
Is that Marshall? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me see if I can find it. 538, 538 Marshall Avenue.
Yes, in
That's
Bellwood.
in Bellwood? Okay. Found it. Okay, 60104. Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Bellwood, Illinois. 60104. Okay. All right. Thank you again for being patient through these questions. I know these were unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but you are about to get legal representation from a prestigious national law firm that has a lot of experience litigating against these billion-dollar corporations to get you compensation for damages. Our last step will be to send you the text message with a link to the legal agreement, the retainer agreement between you and the firm and the request for medical records. I'll send that text to you in about a minute or two, but before I do so, I want to take a moment to confirm that I have this information correct. You did confirm, you affirmed that you do not have an attorney and haven't signed documents under the law firm. Unfortunately, your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, and she did sustain long-term neurological damage. The date of her approximate date of her diagnosis was October 9th, 2010. That was made after she was exposed to formula, and she was diagnosed with NEC more than 7 days from her first exposure to formula. Where she was born and where she received the diagnosis was the same location, Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. We gathered the address from the internet. Enfamil was the formula. Mom's filing the claim. Daughter was born 28 weeks of gestational age. Her diagnosis of NEC was made after post-discharge, meaning she was born, discharged, and had to come back and they got the diagnosis. Her date of birth is September 23rd, 2010. She's 14. NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis, is the qualifying injury. I've confirmed the spelling of your daughter Zoe's first name and last
Oh,
name. Yeah, go ahead. I'm
and
sorry.
we never was discharged out the hospital. They had they, like it's like she was just a preemie baby at first, and then when she started getting sick, they, moved her to like the special part, I guess, where the
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. So I changed the response to her diagnosis occurred diagnosed at the hospital before she even had a chance to come home. In other words, okay, got it. Okay, yeah. As opposed to the other way is like she was born then discharged, meaning like, oh, everything's fine. Go home and take care of your brand new baby. But no.
We were working on trying to come home, but then when she started getting sick, that's when they was like, yeah, no,
I got it. I got it. That makes sense. Okay, so I changed that response to diagnosed at hospital. All right, and I'm glad we recap these. And then going gender female. This is your daughter's information. We confirmed her spelling of her first name. We confirmed her social. We confirmed your email address, your phone number. Confirmed your address. We've got gathered Marlissa and Demetrius are listed on the birth certificates. There was no issues during pregnancy. You didn't experience any issues. She was born premature in Illinois. She was diagnosed in the NICU. We think that she was admitted into the NICU roughly 2 days before her diagnosis, October 7th. And then we think that she was discharged from the hospital, allowed to come home after NEC around November 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving. She was born 4 pounds, 4 ounces. We believe she was on formula between September 23rd, the date of her birth, up to October 7th, 2 days before she got diagnosed with NEC. That makes a lot of sense. Like they would stop, take her off formula to figure out why is she getting sick. We talked about the symptoms. I don't need to go over that again. We talked about the treatments. We gathered the information about the doctor that diagnosed her as well as treated her and where that diagnosis and treatment occurred. It was all at Northwestern. She did have intestinal-related surgery. Got the emergency contact. Everything looks good. So in a couple seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to DocuSign. That's the app that you can sign electronically.
Okay.
And while you're signing, I do need to inform you, like, it appears like you're all done. Like, we've done this interview. You signed the legal agreement between you and the law firm. You signed the request for medical records so the law firm can work on your case. But technically, there's one final step, and that's called a case verification call. That happens since today's Friday. It's probably going to happen today, but at the latest Monday. The law firm representative quickly will just verify, yes, your daughter had was exposed to a formula. Develop NEC, but the most important thing is they want to acknowledge you're on the same page that they're going to work on your case and submit that request for medical records that you're signing now. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And then once you both acknowledge that you and the firm have acknowledged that they're working on their case, that's when they officially start working. And be patient. It does take time to get reach an agreement on like how much compensation for damages. Damages like past and future medical bills, like any medical bills that your daughter might have that's related to NEC, even at 14 years of age, and any loss of income that may be attributed to treatments, follow-up appointments, things of that sort. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what you do, you get the link?
Yeah.
Okay, you click on it. You'll have to agree to SMS messages first, text messages. Then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. I'm the legal intake specialist. If you scroll down below my name, you'll see a box that you'll need to place a check mark acknowledging that you agreed electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, like beginning with start. And when you hit the yellow finish button, let me know, because that'll be my cue to do one final thing on my end. I'm sorry again. Thank you for letting me help you, but I'm so sorry that this happened to you and your family and your daughter. Welcome to the world. You now have NEC. But she's doing better today?
Yeah.
Good. Let me guess. She still has, like, digestion problems that could be linked to NEC?
No.
Good.
No, I mean, I don't, you know, like, she's not having, like, stomach issues or anything now.
Okay, good, okay. She doesn't have, like, constipation or trouble digesting food?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Now, am I just clicking, like, all these little yellow boxes?
Yes, correct. When you click on the yellow box, that's actually, the yellow box represents where a signature is going to go or initial.
Okay. I think I did.
It'll tell you, once you hit the yellow finish, it'll give you a confirmation that you are finished.
Let me see. Oh, I say I'm done.
It's done signing? Okay, good. Give me 1 second here. Oh, yes, I got a confirmation. Okay, now, Marlise, there's one thing I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you a text message from my office line. As you know, I'm a legal intake specialist, and what we've done is an interview to see if you meet the criteria. You do. We've connected you with a law firm. My role's almost done. It's officially done when I can see that the law firm has agreed to accept your case. In the meantime, I sent you that text message from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California. By virtue of
Okay.
this text, it's a record of our conversation. Like you're probably going to go, like, who was the guy that I spoke to that signed me up for the NEC baby formula lawsuit? Two is, I also want you to have a record of the name of the firm. You signed it, copies of it are in your email address, the forms, but also you can glance at your text. Be on the lookout for a call from either the firm, which is Pulaski Kirker, or their managing agency, A4D, and just in case I gave you their phone number. So if you don't hear from them by Monday, you can either call them directly or you can call me.
Okay.
I'm on the phone a lot, so people text me. That's why I use text a lot. I can actually text potential clients. We call them, because you're not a client of ours, you're a client of the law firm, so we call you a potential client.
Okay.
You can text me. It's a good way to communicate. All right. You got that text? Great. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
Nope, that's it.
Well, Marlise, I want to again thank you so much for letting me help you. You're about to get representation, as I mentioned here, from a very good firm. So be on the lookout for their call. If you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good day and a good weekend coming up.
Thank you. You
You're
too.
welcome. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye,
You
Marlise.
too.